Hi, you are listening to The Good Stuff, and it's Kim and Mike Burge out of the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska, your host today, and I think we've got some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about the history of boo.
Okay, and I've got a little bit more on the Valentine Police Report from our very competent yet humorous chief of police.
The horse industry is also a vital part of tri-state livestock news. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn to them weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Breeders utilize the paper to market their stallions, broodmares, weanlings, and trainers use it to advertise their performance horses. Tri-state livestock, since 1963, it is what ranchers ream. Well, people have screamed boo, or at least some version of it, to startle others since the mid-16th century. One of the earliest examples documented by the Oxford English Dictionary appeared in the 1560s. But ghosts, they've only been using the word boo for less than two centuries. The etymology of boo is pretty uncertain, really. The OED compares it with the Latin bore or the Greek bove, meaning to cry aloud, roar, or shout. Older dictionaries suggest it could be mimicking the lowing of a cow. Whatever the origins, the word had a slightly different shade of meaning a few hundred years ago. Boo was not used to frighten others, but to assert your presence. Take the traditional Scottish proverb, he can't say boo to a goose, which for centuries has been a slick way to call somebody timid or sheepish. But boo became scarier with time. After all, as the OED notes, the word is phonetically suited to produce a loud and startling sound. And by 1738, Gilbert Crockett was writing in Presbyterian Eloquence, displayed that boo is a word that's used in the north of Scotland to frighten crying children. I'm not sure where that came from.
Yeah, didn't see that one.
In the 18th century Scotland, boo would latch onto plenty of words describing things that went bump in the night. According to the Dictionary of the Scots Language, the term boo cow applied to hobgoblins and anything frightful, such as scarecrows. The word boogie for evil one would evolve into boogeyman, and it was only a matter of time until ghosts got lumped into that creepy muckle boo man crowd. Which is too bad. Before the early 1800s, ghosts were believed to be eloquent, sometimes charming, and often literary speakers. The spirits that appeared in the works of the Greek playwrights held the important job of reciting the play's prologue. The apparitions in Shakespeare's plays conversed in the same swaying pantometer as the living. But by the mid-1800s, more literary ghosts apparently lost interest in speaking a complete sentence, so it simply was boo.
How funny is that? How interesting.
Interesting.
All right. Well, let's go back to the Valentine Police Report again. Dana Miller, Chief of Police. This is the reports that she puts in the paper. And it's reporting on the calls that they take. Here's one for harassment. And comments are, threats from afar were serious enough that we had to call the police from a state that despises the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Oh,
that was,
well.
Not fun.
There's a backstory to that somewhere.
Yeah, I bet so. I bet that wasn't fun at all. Terrorist threats, I got a call for that. If you put threats of violence on the interweb, it's out there for all to see. It's going to be rough with that many witnesses.
There's a lot of people that watch that stuff on the internet.
Yeah, pay attention to it. Indeed. And theft, there are still good people in the world. Thanks for paying for the merchandise that someone stole from the store. That was very thoughtful of you. And the last report that was called in was a traffic stop when driving intoxicated. Well, just don't, she comments. And you launch your ride into an airborne status in front of a police. That is an obvious clue. To us. You're not undercover.
Dear Ann Landers, could you please reprint the letters that mentioned 15 words that spouses can say to make each other happy? I'd like to see them again. That was from Brooklyn, New York to Ann Landers. Dear Brooklyn, here they are, but it wouldn't hurt to add a small gift or a modest bouquet of flowers. So anyway, I love you. You look great. Let's eat out. Can I help? And it's my fault. So... Oh. Those are things Ann Landers said you can say to help your spouse out there.
Very good.
If you have items to share with us, whether it's about coming up Veterans Day or coming up Halloween yet, give us an email at kimhburge@gmail.com. You've been listening to The Good Stuff.